Once again, the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another 15-minute program by Pat O'Daniel and his hillbilly boy.
How do you do, friends everywhere? Once again, the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, millers of that good old hillbilly flower, bring you these rip-snorting, wide-awake hillbilly boys to play for you and try to entertain you. Well, I believe we got a good old instrumental tune coming up from the way the program looks here. It's going to be Mickey Wicky starting it out, and all the boys coming in with on that good old number entitled Goofus. And you know, you've heard us speak of the economy of using hillbilly flour in all your baking. Perhaps you would like to know some of these reasons for our statement. And we have them. We have plenty of reasons for stating that it is economical to use hillbilly flour, but to mention too, first, users of hillbilly have written us that for the best results they use 1/4 less shortening in making biscuits with hillbilly flour than with other popular brands of flour. There's one saving. When you use hillbilly flour for all your baking, such as bread, cake, pie crust, and pastries, then you save that extra expense of having to buy a special cake flour, and that's reason number two. There are many more economical advantages than we could point out when you use hillbilly flour, but time does not permit. So find out for yourself by getting a sack of that pure, wholesome, uniform hillbilly flour this week.
Please pack the biscuits, Pat.
Thank you very much, Leon. You know the way Leon's passing those biscuits here, folks. It looks like he's going to sing, and sure enough, he is. He's coming up next here on the program. Leon, the Texas songbird, says, stay on the right side to...
Down in Jamestown, Tennessee, Jenkins' name was Low Down Lee Chopper. to the driving floor. All week long it stays away, but on Sunday that's the day you can see that chest begin to roll. Chris hits the trail when he starts in the way. Stay on the right side, sister, on the right side, sister, stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man, Satan, he's on the wrong side. Wait, keep on the right side of the road. Now watch the left, that devil take you in. You never get to hallelujah, and I see a great day coming. You better heed my warning, stay on the right side of the road. Stay on the right side, sister, on the right side, sister, stay on the right side of the road. Look out for old man, say to eat on the wrong side, wait to keep on the right side of the road. Now watch you let that devil take your hand, you'll never get to hallelujah, and I see a great day coming. You better heed my warning, stay on the right side of the road.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was mighty fine. And as you folks know, these programs are made up entirely of the requests that you all send in to us. All you have to do is just sit down and write your card or letter to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, and we will get to your request just as soon as possible. Yes, sirree. All these boys, read all of your letters and put down all of your requests here in the studio and get to them just as soon as they... as soon as we can. And, of course, well, we got a request for harmony numbers here on the program. So the boys have got a good harmony number coming up here. Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird are going to sing together for you, the Quilting Party.
In the sky, the bright stars glitter. On the bank, the pale moon shone, and the drum and sign of quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And the drum and sign of quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
Sometimes on these programs, folks, we always have a little Mickey Wicky come up here and read some poetry. Yes, sir. You know, our dad, Governor O'Daniel, has composed quite a few poems, And the people like to hear the poems that he composes, so we bring them back to your attention by having Mickey Wicky to read them for us on these programs. We've had quite a few letters saying that they like to hear Mickey Wicky read these little poems. So we have one right here on this program, and we're going to ask Mickey Wicky to come up here and read it for everybody listening in. It's entitled, Don't Be Misled by the Rooster, The Hen Still Lays the Egg.
I wish I was a rooster on a little country farm.
The rooster crowed both long and loud, for attention he did beg. And when the noise had faded out, 'twas the hen that laid the egg. So as you travel through this life, don't let the noise detract, but keep your eye upon the fox, guard every word and act. Some things are true and some are false. Look well before you leap. Decide what's right, then sit there tight, and fortune you will reap.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky, and thank you, boys, for that little background that you gave Mickey Wicky on that poem entitled Don't Be Misled by the Rooster, The Hen Still Lays the Egg. That was composed by our dad, Governor W. Leo Daniel, and incidentally, he composed that July the 15th in 1933. Yes, sir, that's a long time ago, and it's still a good old poem anyway. Well, boys, let's get on down here with the program and ask little Horace to walk over here and do his request number. Horace says that everything's just honey.
I'm in love with you, honey. Oh, say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems so funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey. Love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems so funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Oh, bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny. Oh, honey, honey, will you?
Thank you very much, Horace. And I believe that took up all of our time for this program. We had a good old breakdown here to be played, but our time is all gone. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Paddle Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like great fishes, big white fluffy fish. Hillbilly bows, don't make them grand. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. Hope you'll say, please pass the biscuits, Pappy. We'll be better. Right at the corner, literally. Go down your lane, you'll be better.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly products.